This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Caroline Ray is in studio. She's coming up right after this.
And now, the Bob and Tom Show presents yet another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, Flaming Flatulence. Okay, here's a bunch of guys at work, but they're not really working. Looks like they're all gathered around good old Lenny's computer again. You see, Lenny has high-speed internet at work so he can access the company email. That's a good one. You see, Lenny stumbled upon a great new video site. Let's listen in.
Hey, you guys, you gotta see this. Check this out. What the hell is he doing?
It looks like... I think he's going to light a fart.
He's got to be drunk. There's no doubt.
Oh, he's naked.
No!
No, he did!
No!
Yes!
That is
awesome! Unbelievable.
He didn't have any hair left. And now, here are the same guys here in the same gas blast, but on the radio.
Oh, well. What was that? I got a meeting.
Yeah, I think there's some cake left in the break room.
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know. I think it's some guy's last day.
Well, there you go. Proof again that the internet's a lot better than the radio. Hell, that internet's the best damn thing going, if you ask me.
Especially at work.
Guys, you gotta see this one.
A great way to get your morning started.
There's Ace Cosby manning the Traxphone Hotline Hot Phone. There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning, Chick.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold with a truly special guest.
Well, thank you very much. I will introduce the lovely Caroline Ray. She's right over there, as you can see.
That chick was ignoring me. I was like, wow.
No, that'll come later, Caroline.
Very mature.
Mature?
No, chick. No, I'm sorry. People? I would never say something like that.
Keep it up, lady.
We call him Victor.
Victor.
Watch your mouth, Victor.
Watch your mouth, woman. Wow.
You wouldn't turn me into like a frog or something, would you?
I believe that's already happened.
Wait
for that transition.
We're talking about the witch thing because we did have an interesting news story this morning. Bewitched, the television show. There apparently is a giant sculpture of...
There's a bronze statue of
Samantha,
Elizabeth Montgomery, yes.
In
Salem.
Salem, and it was desecrated.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman who did it has been sentenced.
Yeah, he has to pay for the... repair,
yeah, okay.
And 18 months probation.
Christy, I've got an update on your story about the male member festival.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was a scientific survey,
mm-hmm.
And the essence of it was, well, they viewed how many different male members in that?
There were 24 different sizes and girths and length.
24?
Yeah, and I guess girth was more important than length as
well,
far as
if there were a
the
drink
women.
At Starbucks, yeah. You would order girth A if
yeah.
You could. You would. That's the size everybody wants to order, but they have to go with grande.
And like Starbucks, a tall would be small. Fundamentally,
but they would all be hot tones.
Yeah, okay, but if you click on them, you get instead of just seeing the male member, you get the entire...
Accoutrement, yes.
So it's amazing. Three of these are Brett Favre. Ties right into our NFL.
Can I ask?
Remember how weird Brett Favre's thing looked?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I never saw it.
Like a mushroom.
Yeah.
A mushroom.
Crushed mushroom.
Yeah. What happened here, people?
It looked like a jaunty beret on top.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a helmet at all. It was crazy.
Caroline Ray is our guest. Caroline is a distinguished actress and comedian. She is... of Canadian heritage, interestingly enough. And
and Canada is a country.
Country,
yes, sure, in the Commonwealth.
Does Canada still have the Queen and their money?
They do.
Well, nobody has the Queen now, but.
But
yeah.
I mean, do they really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, is this going to give them an opportunity to say, "Hey, no, thank you"?
Now we have to update and have King Charles.
Are they
going to
do that? Have they?
I don't know.
I'm going to. They're absolutely
have to.
Yeah, I would think they would have to. Also,
I don't think they have to.
I think they have to.
I thought I read that the Bahamas weren't going to. And
really?
They're going to keep the Queen.
They're not going. They're going to
make their own.
I think they're going to put some dude from there on there. Why not?
I'm telling you.
Some money.
A Canadian guy like Ryan Gosling, maybe, or.
That I would never spend that money. I would keep that money. That would make us all save our money.
And by the way, if there is a country with a leader named the Dude, it is the Bahamas, I think.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
King Dude. You are now a resident of Los Angeles, California.
I am. I live in Los Angeles, where everyone comes up to me and asks me, "Your face is so full. What kind of filler do you use? Juvederm or Restylane?" I'm like, "Fudge. You should really try it."
Fudge.
It's fudge. A little bit of Rocky Road by the corners of my mouth. And some vanilla in between my eyebrows. Very, very delicious, and you should have some.
Is it that shallow? Is the
thing? Oh my God, everyone. First of all, everyone's Instagram photo should say actual size. That's how tiny these people are. And they all walk around like they've just come or gone to like a yoga class. They're completely. And so I have a friend, she's so gluten intolerant, she cannot even listen to Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates.
That was for you, Tom. I've been dying to tell you that joke.
I love that.
When she was a child, she did not like the Muffin Man.
I love that, even as a kid.
After COVID, I was like, I got COVID the old-fashioned way. Making out with this super hot guy in an Uber.
Yeah.
And I now have a 2 rating, but it was totally worth it. Anyway, he was a good driver. But I...
5 stars.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. So I didn't go on stage, you know, obviously during COVID. And I mean, and then I had this weird thing, because I'm sure you're like this, Willie. It's like, if you're really a comic, it's how you process your life. Mm-hmm. Or whatever your art is. It's how you process it. It's how you talk and therapize yourself. And and then I was going nuts. So then I literally ran on the stage. And now I've had this, like fallen in love with stand-up again. And I'm actually doing the Tonight Show next month. Like 4.5 minutes, which is bizarre when you do 90-minute shows. And then
have you distilled that 4.5 minutes down? So will that be part of your show?
I have, but it's weird. It's like a sea monkey. You add water and it could be 90 minutes or it could be a 4.5 minutes. You know what I mean? It's like your whole act could be condensed into this.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back in the day, this may be too inside comedy, but back in the day, a friend of ours was going to be making his first Tonight Show appearance.
Who?
Tom Parks.
Okay.
Who had been...
Wonderful comedian.
Who had been voted college comedian of the year 3 years in a row. Really funny guy. But he got nervous because he had a joke he had to change. He had to, they told him that's a good joke, but you have to change. And he had to change a couple words. And he didn't want to try changing it in front of an audience in Los Angeles. So he came out here for one night and just to try it, and because he had a way to, and he reworded it, went real well with the audience, because he just knew L.A. audiences weren't going to be a good test market, if you will.
Right.
And he did great. He did, he went on the Tonight Show, and he did great with his joke. But
yeah, sometimes you just bomb with it, and then you just have to think, okay, this will work.
But he
I
did,
know this joke.
Yeah, never really got to my point, which was he encapsulated his set. In other words, maybe he was on stage for whatever, an hour, but the hunk that he did on the Tonight Show was kind of blobbed in there right in the middle. So are you going to do that, or are you just going to get up on stage and do the Tonight Show and try to remember what you were supposed to do?
Thanks, Tom. Big vote of confidence. Thanks a lot. Hope you're there that night. So you can just go, hope you don't suck. Wow. Well, hope it doesn't go badly.
Ask her if she has a favorite bit that she loves and no one likes. I'll never gotten to laugh.
This is my favorite. Caroline.
Are we talking about Chicks Act? What are we talking about?
Hey, a little fun.
My life, it's a whole act.
This is an interview technique that I will often use because it works. We were talking.
He said snottily.
Well, we were talking with George Carlin.
Yes,
a brilliant comedian.
Yeah. Yes. Talk to him now.
Not a particularly good interview.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't. Maybe he was probably tired or whatever. But he wasn't really lacing his comments with the funny. We were just getting the bitter. And I said, "Do you have a joke that that you really like that you've been working on that everybody hates?" And then, you know, the bell went bing, and he just launched right into it. And it's a good, so I think Chicks and C set this up for me. Do you have something you've been working on that no one thinks is funny, but you do?
I have the opposite. I have a joke that I don't want to do, but everyone gets a big laugh. It gets a big laugh. Now, of course, it will not at all. But I was, I was dating this man who had my VBP, vision board penis. And I, he was number 21 in that lineup. I think we remembered him. Yeah. Anyway, he hit the right Starbucks cup size. Let's put it that way. Okay. So, he's never going to be on Jeopardy. I don't know how else to say it. He's never going to be on Wheel of Fortune, even. He's not going to be. Every conversation with him was like playing Wordle. I was like, I think I understand, but I, you know. Anyway, one day, I thought this was really weird. He told me that his ex-wife lived at 413 Ray Street, R-H-E-A, right? Which I thought was weird that even my name is in a... And 413 is my birthday.
Wow.
Oh. So I was like, that's just weird. I just think that's weird being a witch and all. Sure. So, and I said, how come you never mentioned that? And he goes, I don't know. I just had a suppository now. And I was like, and I was so used to sort of guessing this non-English, but you're super hot language that I was like, I think you mean epiphany. I was like, and he said, potato, potato, as if they were interchangeable words. And I know. It was shocking.
I'm surprised you were able to get epiphany out of suppository.
Yeah, me too. Well, this was not my first time at this particular game.
Right, that's fantastic.
I mean, what he said to me, I love that you're such an optimist. It's so hard to be around podiatrists. And I was like, okay, that one's easier. I'm pretty sure I've got that one.
But thankfully, it is hard to be around a podiatrist.
It is, He's especially right if they're a pessimistic one. That, you know, like, that toe is never going to get
better. I like
better.
All of those jokes.
Yep.
How many brothers and sisters when you were growing up? What was the...
I'm the youngest. I have two older sisters.
Okay.
Just me. And one time in New York in about 1989, I drove from New York to Kentucky for a one-nighter. Talk about being desperate. It was like...
Wait, no, a one-nighter, by which you mean a...
One-night.
Comedy show?
No, one of the 24 from a selection that I picked. It was a one-nighter doing stand-up. And I remember I was with this girl, and this guy asked to buy us a drink. I will never forget this. And he's like, can we buy you a drink? And she said, no. And he said, why? You're no better than we are. And she said, yes, we are.
I was like, oh, terrible. I know, very bad. I just thought I'd share a terrible memory with all of you. And all right. I think you guys are all processing yours. And
are you a drink? Are you a drinker?
No, I don't drink. I never drink. Don't drink. Don't do any drugs. Just sugar. You know what? That's not true. I had an edible because I thought it was a gummy bear. I was completely targeted for my candy addiction. My experience on drugs was literally this. I took it, and then for an hour, I was like this. Are you talking or am I talking? I can't even tell. I'm like, what about now? Anyone? No. What now? And then just completely passed out with sleep.
Wow. Is
anyone? That's it? No?
No, but no drink.
Do you do
no,
them?
No.
No.
Do you eat real sugar or are you on equal?
I just
Splenda?
Gave a... Christy just gave me a salted caramel. That's
oh,
that's
so good.
Yeah.
So you have a candy addiction?
Okay.
What is your candy bar of choice with Halloween just around the corner?
Well, yesterday I bought you guys a box of See's chocolates, and then I ate it on the plane. But I think it's nice that I did it, and it's a thought that counts. And yes. I spared all of you.
Truly. Yeah.
There were two left that I didn't like, and I thought, do I give them the box with the kind that I don't like? And go, I thought of you. Here's the proof. But no.
Are there
I made
any,
the guy next to me, who, by the way, sold $75 million planes. And do you know if you buy a $75 million plane, it's a tax write-off?
Wow.
Did you know
what?
That?
I did not know.
It's
that.
A tax write-off.
Hmm. Huh.
Whoa.
But he was flying commercial.
I know.
Yeah, but I bet he was in first class.
Yeah, he was very nice. I was sitting in a seat that if you looked at, like I was right behind first class and I was in the middle seat. Oh. And in the front, the equivalent of my seat was where they were keeping their drinks. So it wasn't really like, it was like a Weight Watcher goal seat. You know what I mean? You're like, can I get in this? Yeah, but I'm not going to get out until the end of the flight.
Once again, our guest is Caroline Ray, and she is the mother of one. But you're still baby mama of Kostaki's baby, as we'd like to call her.
You know what? Look at my resume in IMDb. That's what it says, baby mama of Kostaki. You know what? The only thing we ever fight over is the joke, which our daughter's name is Ava Ray Economopoulos, and I've already explained to her that the Economopoulos is silent.
That's a great joke. All right.
It's just a Greek word that means difficult to get along with. That's the joke. Okay.
Perfectly
and
fair.
When we were thinking of a middle name, I'm not kidding, because everyone gives you your opinion on, I was, you know, in my 40s when I had Ava. Nobody was more shocked than my boobs, because they were like, they'd been like understudies their entire life. And then for breastfeeding, like, we're going on? You're kidding. I don't even know if I remember the part. I'm like, you can do it. And then it was such a torture. Did you breastfeed?
Yeah.
Oh, and then my sister, Cynthia, who's whatever, she's a Gemini and she's can be mean to me, but I was literally like, I can breastfeed. I'm going to play Kumbaya on a guitar.
Yeah.
And I was like breastfeeding, and my sister walked around and she goes, the baby's nowhere near your boob. She's just sucking on your armpit. I'm like, okay, well, it's not that painful this way. Can we just...
Yeah, I would cry. It was so painful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And then we had a lactation consultant. I remember she came in and she's like, I noticed that your nipple is cracked and bleeding. Is that from the baby? I'm like, no, we have a schnauzer. Yeah. I mean, what does that mean? It reminds me right of peanut butter. I mean,
did they give you those fabulous nipple shields?
Oh,
did
yeah.
Try
none
that?
Of it. It's completely. And then she goes, have you tried breastfeeding naked? I'm like, yes, but the neighbors complained. They're like, just the baby. And I'm like, oh, all right. Make note of that. That's quite different.
These are all good tips.
I remember, though, Kostaki was so sweet. When Ava was born, I had a C-section because I was, you know, very high risk for having a Scorpio. And I obviously didn't want my daughter born that good at sex and unable to forgive. But she, the first thing I didn't want my daughter to do was block me. But that's what a Scorpio would do. Anyway, and it was a breastfeeding class. And it was myself and a new mother and Kostaki. And he was in the class. And he was so earnest. And the woman just said, you can't be in the class. And he's like, well, why not? He's like, because you don't have breasts. You're not breastfeeding. And he was like, but I want to learn.
Oh, what a sweet guy.
It was so sweet. But then, you know, I was trying to explain to him, I'm like, imagine that there are red ants on your genitalia and they're covered in honey, and just when the pain is over, it happens again.
Oh.
For about 2 years. That's breastfeeding.
Yeah.
But it's good.
But anyway. I mean, there are some.
But look, she's 6 feet tall. Something worked.
Yeah, you're right.
Very good. And does she, in fact, go with Economopoulos at school? Is that her legal last name?
Yes, she does. And, my favorite, you know, like, I remember telling somebody, like, giving them Kostaki's name, and we were working together, and I said, okay, it's Kostaki Economopoulos. It's very hard. I called him Biscotti the first 2 years, okay? It's not easy. And she goes, baby, I got it. And so sure enough, she's like, give it up for Econococcalocopus. And I'm like, wow, you nailed it. You really did. Are you Greek? Because it's uncanny how much you were able to pronounce that so perfectly.
It's like a dirty Muppet.
It is. Yeah.
Snuffleupagus.
And his girl. That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.